It's unlucky to be superstitious.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Superstitious, Sam.
No. And you better not be either, Leon.
How come?
Well, it's unlucky.
It is.
Look at this, Leon. Now, here's a good one.
Well, what you reading?
Listen to this joke now. This teacher said to this feller, said, "You know your son swears terrible?" And the feller said, yeah, he knew it. He said he gets the words right, but he don't put enough expression into it.
that's
Sam. Huh? Yeah?
That wasn't very funny, was it?
Well, now, Leon, they can't be all great jokes.
Well, I guess that's right.
Well, it's a good joke, though.
Well, yeah, it's a pretty good joke.
Hey, Sam, Leon.
Hey, Jesse, now, you listen to this here now.
Sam, are you superstitious?
No, Jesse, I ain't.
And you oughtn't be neither, Mr. Jesse.
Why is that, Leon?
Because it's unlucky.
You know, I believe that now. Would you be superstitious about, say, reading a joke book when you're supposed to be working?
Why, I don't know.
Well, I heard about a fella that lost his job after reading a joke book all day at work, just after his senior partner had this here premonition.
A premonition? Golly.
Where's that driveway broom now? I'm going, Jesse. I'm going out there.
You see, Leon, Sam knows how to overcome superstition.
Golly.
Leon, there's nothing to this superstition stuff.
You mean it ain't unlucky?
Well, it might be unlucky if you believe in it real strong. You might do things to bring bad luck to your own self.
Like what, Mercy Jesse?
Well, I don't have no for instances, Leon. Say, while you're here, I was talking to that feed store man in Arkadelphia, and he needs extra man to help unload trucks. If you'd run on down there, you could probably get a job.
A job for me? Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
It's Friday. Uncle Cedar said don't nerve starting no new job on Friday.